Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with another lesson on my approach to sermon preparation. In this lesson, I want to show you how my approach to sermon preparation can profitably lead you into extemporaneous preaching. Now, what do I mean by extemporaneous preaching? Extemporaneous preaching is not impromptu speaking. That is, it is not preaching without preparation and without notes. Impromptu speaking means getting up at a dinner, having been asked to say a few words and propose a toast, and you give a little impromptu speech. You don't do that in preaching. We're not asked to do impromptu preaching, at least not in normal circumstances. Extemporaneous preaching is not impromptu speaking. Extemporaneous preaching involves doing your study. And in fact, extemporaneous preaching involves much study. The word extemporaneous means out of ex tempore, out of time, out of the time spent in preparation. You speak out of the time you've spent in preparing for the preaching moment. And so, extemporaneous preaching means doing your study. And you may use brief notes. I use a simple outline. I've showed you in previous lessons that I hold to what I call a sequential outline. And a sequential outline is a series of statements, not just bullet points, but a series of statements that you can actually pack together and form a neat little paragraph. That series of statements is a statement that leads to the next statement, which is a statement which leads to the next statement, etc. It's a sequence of thought. And you do your study and formulate your sermon point and then prepare your outline. And so you have to do your study in order to have a good plan and a good outline. Extemporaneous preaching means having a good plan and having a good outline. And study is imperative if you're going to have a good plan and a good outline. A good plan not only means a good outline, but a good plan also means a good conclusion and a good introduction. And so, extemporaneous preaching means having a good plan and having a good outline. And not only so, extemporaneous preaching means knowing your outline. You must get that outline embedded in your head. And this is possibly one of the most critical points in extemporaneous preaching. I often go to bed at night during the week before I'm set to preach a sermon, going over the outline that I've prepared. And in my mind, I rehearse that outline. And often, I perfect that outline. So, the next day, I go back to the outline and I tinker with it a little bit, perfecting it. But I think through that outline, and I have that outline embedded in my head. I know the outline that I'm going to use in my sermon. And not only so, I know the conclusion I'm going to use, and I know the introduction I'm going to use. And so the pieces of the sermon that I get embedded in my brain most thoroughly are the conclusion, the introduction, and the outline. So extemporaneous preaching involves knowing your outline. Extemporaneous preaching also means not getting bogged down in the details of the sermon. I never memorize the details of the sermon that I'm going to preach. Remember, this is my procedure. I formulate my outline, a sequential outline. It has five or six moves or five or six pieces. And under each piece, I know that I'm going to go back to the text and explain a piece of the text. I'm going to use particular illustrative material, and I'm going to make an application. And then I transition to the next piece of my text. I know that this is my procedure, and so I follow my procedure. I have that procedure embedded in my brain and in my heart so that I know where I'm going with my sermon. And so I have a good plan and a good outline. I know my outline, but I do not get bogged down in the details. This is what happens to so many preachers, whether they're experienced or inexperienced. They worry about the details. Let me tell you something. If you've studied your sermon and you've done the proper exegetical work, you already know the details of your sermon. You know the details of the text, and you know the details that you want to review during your sermon. And so you don't have to concentrate on the details. If you concentrate on knowing your outline, and your outline is properly formulated, then there are keywords in your outline which will trip your thinking and move you into the appropriate details in each piece of your sermon. The problem is getting bogged down in the details. I often hear this criticism. Oh, I could never preach without a manuscript, Pastor, because I'm afraid I will forget some of the details. You see, the pastor, the preacher, is already bogged down in those details and afraid of losing some of those details. Don't be afraid of losing the details. Don't get bogged down in the details. Remember the outline. The outline is key. And if the outline is properly formulated, the details will fall out in your sermon as they ought to. You say, I don't believe that, Pastor. Let me give you a little hint. Try it. You'll like it. And if you continue to get bogged down in the details, you will never move to extemporaneous preaching. You will never move to the place where you get away from a manuscript and concentrate more fully on the congregation. Know your outline and do not get bogged down in the details. And finally, what's important about extemporaneous preaching? Practice, practice, practice. If you're going to preach extemporaneously, you must practice. You must practice your introduction. You must know your outline. You must practice going through your outline and unfolding the details. And you must practice your conclusion. And when I practice, I always have the clock before me. I know my starting time. I know that the introduction must be 10% of my time. I know that each piece of my sermon must be 3 to 4 to 5 minutes, and I must discipline myself to stay within those time constraints, and I practice moving through the sermon so that the sermon climaxes emotionally at the proper place. Now, one of the problems I have as a preacher is that I tend to start out on a high level emotionally, and I have to temper myself and discipline myself so that I don't start out on that high level, but tend to build throughout the congregation. And so I have to practice. Extemporaneous preaching means practice, practice, practice. And this is another facet to understand about extemporaneous preaching. Every time you go through your sermon, it will be a little different. That's okay, because every time you go through the sermon, you will say things a little bit differently, frame an illustration a little bit differently, state the illustration a little bit differently, explain this piece or that piece of the sermon a little bit differently. That's okay. Understand that that's okay. The important thing is that you move through your outline and unfold the details in a way that is progressive and moves the people toward the point that you want to make in your sermon. And so I recommend that the sermon preparation procedure that I've been presenting to you is a sermon preparation procedure that can easily move you toward extemporaneous preaching. In the next lesson, which I hope is the final lesson of this series, in my next lesson, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why extemporaneous preaching is important, and it has to do with body language. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.